Washington, this is VOA News. Rebels in East Ukraine shoot down military helicopter. Egypt's army chief wins presidential vote by a landslide. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The White House says Thursday's shoot-down of a government helicopter by pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine indicates rebels have access to advanced weaponry and other assistance from outside. Spokesman Jay Carney's comments came just hours after Ukraine's acting president said rebels downed the aircraft with a shoulder-launch missile. He said 14 servicemen, including a general, died in the attack near the eastern city of Slovyansk. VOA's Gabe Josler reports from Kiev.
Ukraine's outgoing president, Alexander Turchynov, said Thursday the helicopter was shot down outside the rebel stronghold of Slovyansk with Russian-made anti-aircraft weapons. Anton Gerashenko, advisor to Ukraine's interior minister, told reporters in Kiev the helicopter was supplying food and ammunition to troops at Karachun Mountain. Ukrainian military forces are fighting separatist rebels who have taken control of areas in the eastern region of the country. On Monday, Ukrainian military bombarded rebels who had seized the airport in Donetsk, killing up to 50 people. Gerashenko said separatist fighters have no choice but to surrender or to be killed. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kiev.
The leaders of Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan have signed an agreement to create an alliance for free trade and coordinating important economic policies. At her ceremony Thursday in Kazakhstan's capital, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Kazakh leader Nursultan Nazarbayev touted what they called a historic pact. Former Egyptian Army Chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi won a landslide victory in his presidential bid against rival Hamdin Sabahi. Preliminary results from the three-day election, which ended Wednesday, give Sisi more than 93% of the vote. Sisi called for a broad mandate to fix the economy and in the country's political turmoil. The Vatican is declaring June 8th as the day Pope Francis will host the Israeli and Palestinian presidents in a prayer for peace. Shimon Peres and Mahmoud Abbas accepted the Pope's invitation to a joint prayer meeting when he visited the Middle East earlier this week. Australian authorities have concluded that missing Malaysia airliner did not crash in the area of the southern Indian Ocean, where electronic signals were detected last month. They reached that conclusion following the final mission of a miniature unmanned submarine that was scanning the ocean floor off the southwest coast of Australia. The Joint Agency Coordination Center says the Bluefin 21 submarine found no signs of aircraft debris during its search of 850 square kilometers of ocean floor. Warren Truss is Australia's Deputy Prime Minister.
We are continuing to study the transmissions which led to the detailed research in the area where the latest activities has occurred. We concentrated the search in that area because the pings or the information we received was the best information available at the time. And that's all you can do in circumstances like this, to follow the very best lead.
The Joint Agency Coordination Center says the Australian Transport Safety Board has made a professional judgment that the area can now be discounted as a final resting place of the Malaysia Airlines flight. Hundreds of government troops sealed off busy intersections in Thailand's capital Bangkok Thursday to prevent a protest planned by those who object to last week's military coup. Truckloads of soldiers blocked all incoming roads to the city's Victory Monument in a massive show of force during the busy evening rush hour. Villagers in northern India found the bodies of two teenage cousins hanging from a tree after the girls were allegedly gang-raped. Police say that at least five men were involved in the attack in Uttar Pradesh state. One suspect was arrested, and police are searching for the four remaining men. Violence against women is getting increasing attention in India since December 2012, when a 23-year-old woman died after being gang-raped aboard a bus in New Delhi. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan says his government will continue to do everything possible to bring home more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram last month. In a recorded speech Thursday, Mr. Jonathan pledged to wage a total war against terrorism and said he had instructed his security forces to use any lawful means necessary to end the impunity of terrorists on Nigerian soil. His comments came in an address marking Democracy Day, a national holiday in Nigeria. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.